If you like comics, or if you're still wanting more Star Wars after this weekend, you're in the right place. It's May 7th, 2024. Today, we've got a teaser trailer for LEGO Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy, early access for Hades 2, a new Maze Runner franchise, and we prep for new comics this week. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Disney and Lucasfilm released the first official teaser trailer for their upcoming film, LEGO Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Space. Time. It's falling apart. The building blocks of the galaxy are getting mixed up. This doesn't make any sense.
Worlds will change.
People will change in ways we cannot possibly imagine.
I don't love that.
This is wild.
X-Wing TIE Fighters?
Ewok Bounty Hunters?
Misa going to hurt you, sir.
Darth Jar Jar?
If you didn't catch that at the end there, that character just screamed Darth Jar Jar. That's right. See, there's a fan theory that circulated for years that Jar Jar Binks was originally written to be a secret Sith Lord. And while it's never been confirmed or acknowledged, it seems that this movie is writing an alternate reality wherein it's entirely true. Or at least it is for this one scene. It could be a joke. LEGO movies do make some pretty silly jokes sometimes, but we'll get to hear all of the jokes when LEGO Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy premieres on Disney Plus on September 13th. Supergiant Games released the early access showcase for their very first sequel game ever, Hades 2. As the immortal princess of the underworld, you'll explore a bigger, deeper mythic world, vanquishing the forces of the Titan of Time with the full might of Olympus behind you, in a sweeping story that continually unfolds through your every setback and accomplishment. Infuse your legendary weapons of night with ancient magic so that none may stand in your way. Become stronger still with powerful boons from more than a dozen Olympian gods, from Apollo to Zeus. There are nearly limitless ways to build your abilities. The original Hades was designed for early access from the ground up, and that same thing is true for Hades 2. Player feedback will help shape a number of major updates that introduce new features, characters, environments, and more as the game gets closer to completion. Hades 2 is available in early access now. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Disney's 20th Century Studios is set to create new films in the Maze Runner franchise. Reportedly, Jack Paglen is set to write the script. He's best known for writing the Johnny Depp sci-fi film Transcendence. Here's how the outlet describes the project. Based on the best-selling books by James Dashner, the first Maze Runner tome, and the movie adaptation, centered on a group of teens who find themselves arriving in a walled setting named the Glade with their memories wiped out. Beyond the four walls of the encampment lies a maze, filled with deadly mechanical creatures and doors that shut every night at sundown. One new arrival figures out the key to the group's survival and attempts to lead them out. The subsequent movies and books opened up the setting, revealing a dystopian world with evil government organizations and foul corporations. The movies became larger in scope and more action-oriented. According to sources, the reboot is not a redo of the story, nor is it a direct sequel to the original trilogy, which starred Dylan O'Brien and Kaya Scodelario. The hope is to make a sort of continuation of the story, yet also return to the elements that made the first movie connect with its audience. There is no further news about the Maze Runner franchise at this time. Today's Tuesday, which means that tomorrow we get lots of new comics. DC Comics is releasing Batman number 147. With no allies, no weapons, and almost no hope, can Batman fight back before Xur makes a true devil's bargain? We'll also get to meet Xur's new sidekick. Image Comics is releasing Transformers number 8. Here's how they describe the comic. As the Autobots and Decepticons make some tough choices to survive on Earth, the return of, spoiler, will change the war on Cybertron forever. Jumping into the middle of comics can be daunting, though, so there's lots of comics you can begin tomorrow. As a part of its Black Label imprint, DC Comics is releasing The Boy Wonder No. 1. When Damian Wayne's father Batman is forced to leave the city on urgent business, and a rash of abductions is accompanied by whispers of a demon stalking Gotham's dark alleys, Damian will find himself battling alongside his adoptive brothers, and in the process, learning what the mantle of Robin really means. Image Comics is releasing Ain't No Grave No. 1. Ryder put her violent past behind her when she fell in love and became a mother, but that was before she learned it was all going to be taken away. Now she'll have to pick up her guns once again and ride to kill the one who's behind the threat, which just so happens to be Death. All of these comics and so many more will hit the shelves at your local comic book shop tomorrow. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Actor Tom Cavanagh confirms that he's set to play a role in the final season of Superman and Lois, though it's unclear exactly what role he'll play, since he's played multiple characters within the Arrowverse. Come back tomorrow for an update about DC's Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for May 7th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review and share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.